No, I don't want my pills. I can't think straight with my pills. No. Go away. Hey, it's so good to see you. It looks like those supplements have been working out for you. They really added some height. Do you ever stop to be thankful you're not jaundice? Right? Just imagine the yellow of your skin, the creamy color of your eyes, and what a way to be, my darling. It's like I'm seeing you for the first time. Like everything is new and different. It somehow comfortingly the same. Like as wonderful as it's always been, right? What you've done to me has opened my eyes and left me insatiable for more, right? And the fear is, no, there is fear in this. Fear that this may be a mistake, but I want to try it. Please, if you just let make a bad decision with you, if only for tonight. So, like, oh, what'll it be? will you back away from my proposal, or will the clock strike demon time o'clock on our inevitable debauchery? Huh? Yes, I said demon 10 o'clock. What of it? You believe, don't you? Oh, you know what that means? Huh? Oh boy. Are you in for a treat? It's about time you learned. And there's one thing. One thing I'm thorough about is instruction. So slowly, ever so slowly, ease yourself onto the table. Face down. And ass up. Yeah. I slowly and lightly run my hands over your body. Down your back. Over your ass. Feeling you quiver under my touch as you softly moan. Good boy. Mommy's getting to get herself lubed up now, okay? Oh, my sweet darling. I know you can see how eager and tight and slick I am for you. Are you ready to slide your gorgeous leaky cock into me now? Do you like watching mommy get all wet and warm and ready for you, baby? Judging by the look on your face, you're just loving this. Would you like me to keep going? Just say the word. Go on, baby. Nice and loud for me. Tell me exactly what you want. Huh? You'll have to speak up, baby. I want to hear exactly what you want me to do to you. You want me to suck on your toes? Well, if it'll show you how serious I am about this whole thing, I'll suck whatever you want, baby. You really seem to like that. Me talking dirty to you really does it for you, huh? Boop! Well, how would you feel if I whispered in your ear? Like this. Then what? Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna show you what dirty talking does to me. Come here. Sit down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me just get my mouth around you. I love your taste almost as much as I love tasting myself on you. You love when I do that, don't you? Take your cock out. Run my tongue over you. Our wetness mixed together. If only you weren't cuffed to the bedposts. You could taste it too. I guess you'll just have to beg for it. Make you beg, whine, and moan like the desperate human that you are. Just seeing how desperate you are for me makes me so fucking squirming and whimpering, so eager to be fucked right now, right here, right now. You know exactly what I want to hear right now, so go on. Say it. Come on now, darling. Say it. Say that you love me. What? No. You love me just as much as I love you. If only I wasn't wearing this diabolical chastity belt. The constant empty edging. It's driving me so fucking insane. You know? Let it in, please. I need you to fill me with cummy wummies, mister. Please, mister. I need you to fill me up to the brim until my pussy overflows with your sweet cummy wummies. I need it so bad. I can't wait any longer. I'll just make you come in me. Let me just twist those nipples of yours. Really get your toes curling. Come on. And come for me. I love how hard and pointy your nipples get when I play with them like this. Yes, baby. If you don't come, I'm gonna spell tickle blame on your quivering cock over and over with my salacious tongue. However, if you do come, you won't let me other choice than to put on this black harness. And guess you know what that means, don't you? It means that you're in charge and you get to do anything you want. And I mean anything. Seriously? Well, I've only ever seen it done once, but they were very flexible. But if that's what you want, I'm okay with it. And to be fair, I've always said that I'm willing to try new things, especially with you. That's what you want, isn't it? Yeah. So let's do the stud. Hand me the guacamole. I'll coat it real good. Yeah. It's a bit on the chunky side. But you gotta trust my abuela on this one. There's no better guac for the job. Besides, you know, we wouldn't be here if you didn't like it anyway. I'm gonna take care of you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good. And soon enough, you'll be begging to smash this fucking nasty ass roast beef fucking pussy hole. Yeah, you wanna take a whiff, baby? Come here. Don't be shy. I don't bite. Much. You seem really nervous. Everything all right? I promise I'm not a vampire or anything. Maybe. Yee! Vampires are real. Bigfoot is real too. He tried to eat my ass. Kind of pushy fellow, but he cooks a mean poutine. Yum. Well, they wouldn't be legends and instead myths if they weren't real, huh? I mean, sure, you all got some things wrong. Amelia is very cross with how time turned her and her knights into men. And yes, it was Queen Amelia. Figuratively speaking, of course, though. Time didn't magically enchant Her Majesty Amelia and her knights to change their gender. But still, whether she wanted to or not, the queen grew to be more clever, fierce, and dare I say, dominant than any other man in the kingdom. Truly, it is said that there is no sight more magnificent, more awe-inspiring, more ferocious than a charge of Her Majesty's cavaliers. Bedecked in a splendor of their battle harnesses. their iron war cocks out thrust to seek the bodies of her enemies and impale them on rigid symbols of feminine might. Among those who deal with this newfound dominance firsthand was one of Queen Amelia's most trusted advisors. Yeah. As she became more and more commanding, he found that his advice seemed not to get through to her any longer. What? Are you rolling your eyes at me? I am not being dramatic. If you don't take this seriously, I will unzip your pants, take out your cock, and snap it in half. Oh, yes, I will. Just like a baby carrot. Snap. 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 Don't you understand what we are really up against? That this is what they will write about in books for our future generations to write about. Just think of all the means for a moment. All those things, like the little chance meetings and dreams and lives and loves, oh, and orgasms. That will all be affected by what we do. Both of us here in this room tonight. So, let's go for it. Really go for it, huh? Throw caution and our clothes to the wind. Embrace all our passionate animalistic euphoria and create that ripple through time. Being completely naked in your arms makes me feel so warm and safe. And wait, hold on. No, not there. That's my secret stash of sex toys. And you weren't supposed to reach that far back. But since you opened it, see anything you want to try? You are making me blush, but if you want to try this toy, well, why not? But I must warn you, I have no reason to believe this time would be any different. You see, the last time I used this toy, I closed my eyes, braced myself, got on all fours. Oh, you might be bringing out a side of me you haven't seen before. I mean, I know we haven't really talked about it. I might have a bit of a history with this type of toy. Oh, and lucky you, my sweet boy. By the end of the night, you'll have quite the experience to remember it by. So why don't you be a good boy and just cut the bullshit? I know you like it. Come on, baby. Relax. Stop struggling. Relax for me, baby. Let it in. That's it. My sweet little sacrificial chaos entity. Spread those thick, juicy tentacles and open yourself up to the power of Shuthru. As you open up completely, feel how chaotic invertebrate soul swirls into a time tunnel, and I transfer you into a gorgeous vampire biting your ear. Our souls swirl around each other and become entangled in a fiery embrace. We lose ourselves in passion as the time tunnel hurls us far away. As they are tangled in a fiery passion, focusing on nothing but the pleasure, a force rips them from the time tunnel, and they both land in different places. Shocked, we must look around these unfamiliar places. Suddenly, the passion we had once felt had now turned into fear. Fear of the unknown. And so all of that time, avoiding our feelings, blocking ourselves off, repeating a route, was rendered useless in seconds. But what I knew was that I still wanted it bad. I wanted it more badly than anything I had ever wanted before. The desperate ache gnawing at my core. Will you give it to me? Won't you please let me play with it? Put it in my mouth. Slap it against my cheeks. Thank you, sir. Your cock tastes so good. I love how it feels in my mouth. I think I could get addicted to this. Addicted to the most delicious taste of this sweet, sweet cock. Oh, please, sir, wipe it against my tongue. Pretty please. Gosh, I can't believe we just met, and I'm already so enthralled by how much you are turning me on. Wait, don't come yet. I want you inside me so we can come together. Let me just... climb on top of you. My tits hovering over your face jiggle like that view. And slide. Oh, you inside me? Wait. Hold on. I missed. Let me just... God damn it, every time. Okay, I think that will work, and yes. Oh, okay, fuck time. fuck, can you feel how wet my pussy is? That it's all because of you and your perfect cock? Now pound me until you've shot a big, sticky load inside me, stranger. yes, that's it. Give me that dick. Oh, whatever you do. Don't you dare fucking stop. Do you understand? Look at me. Don't you dare. Look at me. Take me. Faster. Please. Oh, yes. Your eyes. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, I could get lost in them for hours on end. If you could if you come before I do, I swear to God, I will hurt you in ways you can't even pronounce. Yes, I meant to say pronounce. You won't even be able to pronounce the horrible things I will do to you. That's better. Hold that cum, because I want it. I'm gonna get it. Don't worry. Once I come all over this cock, you can burst your load inside me, and you'll be mine forever. Now, thrust before I change my mind. Oh, fuck yes. That feels so good. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Fucking come with me. Yes. That's what I said. Come with me. Good. And then you put your pants on and come with me to the store too. We gotta get some chicken and carrots and stuff to make a pot pie. No. 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 I don't want my pills. No. Oh, why'd you do that? You ruined all the fun.